Hey, this is Nathan from Brewery Ministries, and this is our week 4 recap of Church in a Brewery, our weekly discussion group that meets in Augustino Brewing. Just a quick summary and some thoughts from you guys. So we've been talking about the origin of the universe and trying to investigate, does God exist? Maybe you've already come to a conclusion about this subject, but humor me, you probably know somebody who's still undecided. So maybe if we retrace our steps through this journey, that could be helpful to somebody else. All right, so I read this book once called God's Crime Scene, and I thought it was fascinating. It was a homicide detective's approach to investigating whether or not God exists. And he was looking at the origin of the universe as if it were one of the homicides that he had investigated as a detective. And he used those same techniques of investigation to try to determine what or who could have created the universe. Our group came up with a suspect list. We just looked at every major theory for what caused the universe, and we wrote that who or what, that cause, down as a suspect on our list and figured we'll use some detective skills to narrow our list down. So here's our suspect list. Possible causes for the origin of the universe. 1, an intelligent creator or God. 2, the universe is eternal, so it has no cause. We kind of ruled that one out a couple weeks ago, but it's a popular suspect, so we put it on the list. 3, aliens. If you know Richard Dawkins, who's a famous biologist, I don't know how strongly he holds to this view, but he has said that he does think intelligence was required to make the universe and start life, so he believes it might be aliens. And finally, we have the theory that matter itself caused the universe. Now this sounds kind of weird, but if you look at where quantum physics is going, their idea is that at one time there was just empty space, and there were these particles that were popping in and out of existence. And if you wait long enough, they say it is inevitable that a universe will be born. That's an interesting theory because in that theory, there's not exactly a first cause, or maybe the universe caused itself. So we've got this suspect list, 4 major suspects. If you want to throw multiverse theory in there, you could. Now let's narrow down our list. So in the book God's Crime Scene, J. Warner Wallace, the author, talks about the idea of looking at the crime scene and whatever's been done and thinking about, well, what kind of suspect could be responsible, could have caused this crime? So I thought of an analogy. I used to watch this show all the time called Batman the Animated Series. In my opinion, it was the greatest cartoon of the 90s. In episode 75, Batman and Robin encounter a new villain. So they are chasing Killer Croc, and Killer Croc goes into the sewer to ambush them. So Batman and Robin get ready to go down there, but just as they're climbing down into the sewer, some other villain just busts through the wall of the sewer and takes down Killer Croc. In fact, he even breaks like all of his bones. And I don't know if you know much about Killer Croc, but he's really big and strong. So when Batman and Robin get down there, they're like, whoa, somebody's helping us out. Somebody big. However, when they return to the Batmobile, they find out it's been trashed. I mean, there's like this big handprint where somebody grabbed the metal and like ripped it away. So Batman says, whoever did this was incredibly strong. This was done with bare hands. All right, so we've got a crime scene here. Somebody broke all Killer Croc's bones and somebody trashed the Batmobile with their bare hands. If we were going to use the detective methods from the book God's Crime Scene and the same methods that actual cold case detectives use today, we would look at that crime, the trashed Batmobile and the Killer Croc with broken bones, and we'd say, what villains in Batman's rogue gallery are capable of committing this crime? Obviously, it's got to be somebody with ridiculous strength, right? It also looks like whoever did this was tailing Batman and Robin from the moment they parked. So he might be good at tracking people. He might be smart. He might be a strategist. You might think, okay, well, maybe it could have been the Riddler. But the Riddler's not strong enough to tear up the Batmobile like that or take down Killer Croc. So we cross him off the list. Mad Hatter, he's pretty wimpy. He's probably not going to be able to do that. So we cross him off the list. And eventually, Batman narrows the list down to one name. It's Bane. Bane is this big dude that basically looks like a wrestler. And Bane has inhuman strength. He actually pumps venom, which is basically like these crazy steroids, into his muscles to make himself incredibly strong. And he can throw cars and stuff like that. So Batman looked at the evidence at the crime scene. and asked who is capable of doing this, and then narrowed that suspect list down until he only had one name left. We're trying to do the same thing when we look at the crime of creating the universe. So when we look at the Big Bang, we're trying to figure out which of those four or five suspects on our list is capable of causing the Big Bang and creating a universe from nothing. Well, what we actually have to do is we've got to look at our universe, at our world, and we've got to ask, what is in our world? What kind of things are here? What kind of traits and characteristics do we see? Because whatever suspect committed the crime of creating the universe from nothing has to be capable of accounting for, you know, everything at the crime scene. So what's in our world? Some examples. Well, whoever did this had to create something from nothing. They created a universe from nothing. So I'm going to guess this creator is extremely powerful. We can also see that from very early on, our universe was filled with complex systems. I mean, they don't call it a solar system for nothing. This thing works like a machine. So I asked the group last night, hey, what kind of systems can you think of that are naturally present in our world that this creator has to account for? And some suggested the ecosystem, Earth's crust, I mean, the tectonic plates, that stuff is a system, the water cycle. There are even bugs and animals that we don't really like, but they perform some kind of function in nature that's important. And if you take them away, then some other important animal that we like dies. Whatever suspect we're looking for had to be capable of organizing the universe, solar system, life, and implementing all of these different cycles and making them work. These systems kind of work like machines, like a clock or something. And that's probably not something that would just spontaneously emerge. Something else we see in our world is very complex information, like DNA. So at one point, scientists believed that the first cell was very simple. However, in the past few years, they've come to believe that the first cell was much more complicated than we thought. I mean, the DNA of like the most simple cell they know of was actually only like 30 or 40% as complex as human DNA. Like it still contained like 1.5 billion lines of code or more. And DNA is like a computer code that tells the organism how to function. So imagine if you got two or three of those lines of code out of order. That whole system might not work. Maybe the organism can't breathe, maybe it can't digest, and it dies if that code is not put in the right order. As far as we see in our world, complex information like that doesn't come anywhere from an intelligent mind. So, whatever source we're looking for, cause of the universe, has to be very smart or capable of putting complex information here. So I asked the group last night what other pieces of evidence they saw in our world that this suspect that we choose needs to be able to account for. Some other things we see in our world are love, justice, the existence of morals, free will, consciousness, possibly a soul, depending on what you believe. And somebody even said the existence of evil and injustice. These are all of the things that we see at the scene of the crime of the origin of the universe. I know that life sprung up a little bit later, but I still think the same technique applies. So, our suspect list: an intelligent God, aliens, the universe itself, matter, a multiverse generator. My question for you and what the groups discussed last night at Church in a Brewery was, which of these suspects can account for everything we see in our world? And which of these suspects have limitations that might prevent them from being able to create all of this? One of those limitations we discussed were the limitations of matter. We talked about there just being empty space and particles popping in and out of existence, and then a universe being born. But one question is, well, where did the energy come from that would get things moving to cause a collision or whatever caused the Big Bang? If you think about the Big Bang, something had to heat things up to cause an explosion. That's not something that just happens. There's got to be some kind of outside cause. So matter alone doesn't seem to be enough to account for the cause of the universe. 2 weeks ago, we looked at the evidence for the origin of the universe, which showed us that the universe had a beginning and it hasn't always been here. So based on our investigation 2 weeks ago, we were able to cross off the idea that the universe was eternal and has always been here from our list. At this point in the evening, we had all agreed that the universe is too complex to come from something other than an intelligent source. So we could narrow our list down to aliens and God. One of these two is a likely source for the origin of the universe. So which is it? Well, we're going to have to investigate that more, but it's going to be fun. One last question that somebody brought up. Why is the universe so big? If a god or someone made the universe, why is there stuff out there that we're never actually going to see or reach? That's a really good question. To be honest, I don't know the answer. I mean, I don't know why there would be planets out there that we're never going to see. It was really interesting. There was one person in the group who said that they believe that after we die, we might actually have access to the entire universe. We might actually be able to, I don't know, fly around, transport around, teleport around. Interesting theory. I think it's based on the idea in the Bible that, you know, at some point, God is going to remake everything. And we don't really know what life is like after this. I mean, what if heaven is just the universe? I mean, maybe you can go to the edge of the universe at that point and see what's out there. Who knows? That's pretty cool to think about, though. One idea that I came up with was, well, what if God is an artist? As a songwriter myself, I know that sometimes I sit down to write a song and I want to push my skill to the limit and come up with like the craziest rock opera that I can imagine, right? Well, what if when God was making the universe, he's looking at it like a painting? And obviously he possesses unbelievable skill and power. So what if he's just making a piece of art that reflects the fullness of his abilities, like pushing his skill to the max when he creates the universe? It's like the ultimate painting. Traditionally, the answer to that question is also that when we look up into the sky, we should be able to see that our universe is unbelievably huge and start to ask these questions, well, where'd it come from? And as we explore that, we should be able to see that God or the creator of this world is incredibly powerful and just beyond our comprehension. So that's where we're at so far in our investigation of the origin of the universe. If you happen to come out and want to discuss with us, we're at Augustino Brewing on Monday nights at 7:30 p.m. And the barbecue restaurant there is actually going to be open starting this week. So you can actually have dinner and a craft beer during our group if you would like. We'll be back on this subject in a couple weeks, but this coming week, we're going to talk about Mark chapter 1. And we're going to be taking a look at who Jesus is and investigating that a little bit. So I hope we'll see you there sometime. If you guys have any questions, contact me through the Brewery Ministries Facebook page or breweryministries.org. And we'll see you guys. Stay safe.